Russia invaded Ukraine, the United States took a position, and they have been consistent in it, that they would be involved in intelligence sharing and in various weapons selling and financially and that type of thing and all of those. But they have been very clear in letting everybody know, the world know, they are not going to put U.S. what? Boots on the ground. The same thing has been said about Israel with Hamas and now Hezbollah and all that is going on there. The idea of putting boots on the ground in the battlefield is saying that in the middle of a conflict, I'm going to send help. We're going to involve our soldiers in it. And when we talk about this matter of boots on the ground, and if you're not going to do it, you are saying in essence, be it whether you agree or disagree and whatever it might be, you are saying in essence that we are not going to involve our soldiers into the conflict that is at hand. Again, you can agree or disagree with whatever it might be. The bottom line is simply this: it is a government's right that they can make that decision. But when it comes to the child of God trying to make a decision of whether you're going to engage in spiritual warfare or not, you and I, friends, we do not have that right. We cannot just make that decision whether we're going to do it or not. If you do not engage, let me tell you, the enemy is just totally going to destroy you. They're going to totally obliterate you. And I'm speaking here to those that have given their heart to the Lord Jesus. You see, the day that you and I got saved, that was the day that we made a commitment to not just enlist, but to engage in standing against the dark world of warfare. Again, like it or not, the day you got saved, the day I got saved, that is the day that we got added to Satan's hit list. And we need the armor of God to be able to protect us in the middle of the attacks of Satan. And are they not real? Are they not everywhere? And we need God through His armor. And that's what we've been learning, that we will be able to survive spiritually. So as we look at this verse of Scripture, and as God, through divine order, and the Apostle Paul in his pen, why did Paul exactly say, "and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace"? Why must we put our combat boots on in this spiritual warfare? And I want us to learn this today, and I want us to understand that there's four things that I want to give you about this armor that I'm calling boots on the ground. And first of all, I want you to think about how boots are the armor of foundation. Now get that. Boots are the armor of foundation. Several years ago, my wife came walking into the lobby of the church. It was on a Sunday morning. Nobody else was really here at this point. And she has a habit sometimes of not really watching where she steps. Anybody else have that problem? Any of you fellows want to say your wife has that problem, not watching where they step? Well, she's the top individual walking across the parking lot. She'll step right in the middle of the puddle of oil. We got anybody like that? Walking up the sidewalk, she'll step right into the chewing gum. Walking through the grass, she'll step in the treasures that all of our animals and pets have left behind. That's the person that she so often is. We talk about that a lot, don't we? But putting that aside for just a moment, she walked into the church on that Sunday morning and her heel from her shoe got caught in the crevice of the vent back here. Many of you may remember this. And as she moved, it broke the heel off the back of her shoe. And so she was, this beginning of the day, so she had to literally walk around the rest of the day with only one heel on her shoe. You could almost see her walking in circles as she went around because she was off balance. You see, when you do something like that, not only does it draw attention to you, but also what it does is it makes your world very uncomfortable. Matter of fact, the next day, she was sore from head to toe because of how her foundation was off. Everything was upside down. She wasn't able to be balanced in her life, in her body. Now, any of us that work any type of a stressful job, and you are an individual that you got to be on your feet all the day, you understand what the value and the importance is of a good pair of shoes. A good foundation makes all the difference, does it not? As we study the armor of God and we think about the Roman armor and the Roman military and how that they organized all of it, and we think about these shoes or these sandals, we'll call them boots, of course, that they have. We need to realize that these sandals that they had, they were not those that you could go and you could buy at the shoe show or the rack room shoes outlets that we would so often go to. No, these were specially made specially designed shoes for the Roman soldier, for the battle, for the warfare that they were in of their day. Their feet were shod, the Bible tells us right here, meaning they were wrapped around from the top to the sides and to the bottom. And the reason that they would do that is because when they would get out onto the battlefield, it would protect them from all the harmful thorns and all the different plants maybe, and maybe those creepy crawling creatures that would go up there to protect them from cutting them or stinging them or biting their foundation of their feet. It also had a thicker sole about it, and it would give them maybe a little bit more shock absorbers, we can put it that way, to where when they were in battle, it would help them to prolong and have the strength while they were in this old form of warfare that they had. You see, if you ever are on your feet a lot and you work in an industry that you have to be that way, then you know that when your feet get tired, when they get heavy, everything else is expedited in wearing out in a hurry, right? Once your feet get tired, when they go to hurting, the rest of your body will go to hurting as well. And if you're not careful, you will lose your balance. If you're not careful, you will lean from one side or to the other. And that's ultimately the principle that the Lord is telling us in this, is you've got to have some foundation. And that's what these shoes or these boots or these sandals were for. So, child of God, this Sunday morning, if we are going to win the battles in spiritual warfare, listen to me, you had better have some foundation about you. You had better be balanced on the things of God. You had better make sure that your foundation is secure and that is right. You've got that right foundation, and the right foundation is one that is anchored securely in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our rock of ages. And if you do not have the right foundation, everything else is going to wobble about you. Everything else is going to be unbalanced about you. You will never be able to stand in the battle. You will never be victorious in the battle because your foundation is wrong. Now, you're going to agree or disagree with me when I say this. Some may one way or another, but be it from the left or be it from the right, a believer that is not balanced on the Word of God is somebody that does not have a strong foundation. It is somebody that is not going to survive in spiritual warfare if you are not balanced on the Word of God. Furthermore, if you're not balanced on the Word of God, now listen to me, you are not fully armed with the whole armor of God. You've got to have balance upon the Word of God. You've got to have a foundation that is totally secure. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 11, it actually tells us, for other foundations can no man lay them that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In other words, there's no other foundation in this world that you're ever going to be able to have that's going to be better than the Lord Jesus. Build your life, build your foundation on Christ. Someone who has a problem with their foundation and a problem with their balance, you're not armed. You're not got the full armor of God in your life. You've got to have a strong foundation. You know what I've learned through the years? That somebody who has a strong foundation, they are the spiritual people who do not have a problem with being in and out, up and down, on and off, hot and cold on spiritual things. Because a firm, strong foundation will not allow a believer to do that. You're going to be in all the time. You're going to be hot all the time. You're going to have everything right on tap, and you're going to be balanced on the things of God. You see, the Roman soldiers, they did not enlist in this battle. They did not enlist. They did not put their sandals or their boots on so that they would go into this thing and have any unbalance in their lives. They went into it with the full intention they were going to be balanced. They were going to be committed to this thing, and they were going to move forward for the emperor, and they were going to do their job. But you got to realize that they're going in and they're doing what they were doing. It wasn't an overnight thing, was it? I mean, there was a vetting process that was involved. There was a strengthening process. There was a training process. There was an assignment process, putting all these things together. It was a foundational process to get them ready for the battle. Christian, listen to me. Your strong foundation will not come overnight. It does not come just because you came to church one day. It does not come just because you were raised in a Christian home. Those things help. But it comes when you dedicate your whole life, your whole world, to having a strong foundation for the Lord. If you think for one second that it's always going to be easy, you're wrong. If you're anything like me, some days, if you're a believer, you just feel weak. I mean, you just feel like you can't do another thing for God. You know, the fact of the matter is that whenever you get in that place, I've learned this. You will learn that what talents you may have, what good upbringing you may have, what good intentions you may have had, what hard work and work ethic that you may have, that is not the things that carries you through in the battle. The things that carries you through is the foundation that you have, that you are going to be balanced on the things of God. You do not move to the left. You do not move to the right. But the shoes, the boots, are the armor of foundation. And you and I have got to have that if we are going to have victory in this spiritual warfare that we are in. Success in spiritual warfare is simply in this matter of making sure we are balanced with our foundation. I want to give you a second thing, though. Not only boots are the armor of foundation, but boots are the armor as well of function or functioning in the fight. Now, if you were to look back at verses 11, verse 13, look on into verse 14 as well, we are going to see in this experience that there is four references that is given to standing. We see it given to us in the word stand or withstand. Now, you may remember when we studied this last time, it's been 3 or 4 weeks ago that we did. As we studied this and as we broke it down, we learned that in this context of the scripture, the Bible lets us know to stand, and he's telling us, no, don't advance. Don't advance. He's saying, I want you simply to stand. That's all you've got to do. But I also told you that day that as we grow spiritually, there will come a day when God does want us to advance. He does want us to go on offense in the battle for the spiritual things that we have. He does want us to put our spiritual boots on the ground and advance in the battle that is ahead for the things of God. He wants us to do that. Listen, there's no secret to anybody here that knows me that I do not like feet. It's no secret. Everybody knows that. Now, there are a lot of people here that as soon as you walk into the house, you kick your shoes off. You don't wear any shoes in the house. That's fine for you. I am not a fellow who does that. At any point in my home, especially if I am moving, I have always got some form of shoes on my feet. If I get up in the middle of the night and I make my way to the kitchen, I slip my feet into my little slippers. They're really neat. They're buffalo plaid, and they say Papa Bear on them. They're nice, comfortable memory foam. They're great. But I slip my feet in those and I go. If I'm sitting at the dining room table and I'm having dinner, if we ever used our dining room table for such, if I were there and if I had to get up to go to the counter to get something else, I have shoes that is on my feet. The only time that I do not have some form of shoes on my feet is when I am in my recliner. Every man needs a recliner, and all the fellas said amen right there. If I'm in my recliner and I've got my feet that are propped up, but as soon as I let my footstool down and my feet touch the floor, they immediately go in to some form of shoes. Now, because of this, my family never sees my feet. They never see my feet, Brother Daniel. Okay? And as a result, when on the rare occasion that they do see my feet, would you believe that they have now begun to make fun of them? You know how sensitive I am, too. I mean, it really hurts my feelings. They have begun to make fun of them. And so as a result, Mia, this past couple weeks ago, she decided she's going to start doing pedicures. And so she set me an appointment up. Go ahead there, Jared. And she sent me into her office to give me a pedicure. She did a wonderful job. It was a lot of fun. But she was there and she was giving me a pedicure. She's trying to break me of my whole pattern that I have. You say, what is the point in this? There actually is a point. I just thought that was funny. I just thought I would share it with you. Here's the point. The point is simply that whenever I'm on the move, I've got some type of shoes on. If I'm thinking about getting on the move to go and do something, I'm going to have some type of shoes on. It's not just a matter of having them on just to sit around, but shoes are a picture of function. They are for the purpose of you functioning in this life. And that is why the Roman government gave their soldiers the best of the best of their shoes, of their sandals, of their boots, because they did not expect their soldiers to sit around with their feet propped up all the time. No, no, no. Caesar had a job for them to do. And he said, I want you to get out and I want you to go about the business of Caesar and I want you to take care of this. And so therefore, they had their foundation and they had their function, and it was critical to the armor that they had. Why? It was critical because the sand of the desert, it was too hot for them to go along without their shoes. You see, those mountain rocks, they were too jagged for them not to have their shoes. All of the thorns and all of the briars, they were too sharp for them not to have their shoes. The intensity of the battle, it was just too much for them not to have their shoes. Somebody that had the demands and the stresses of what a Roman soldier would have, they had to have their shoes if they were going to function in what they were doing for the empire. And Paul, of course, is a prisoner to Rome at this time when he is writing this. And Paul is no doubt on his knees. He's sitting down and he's writing, and he looks to his left, he looks to his right, and he sees those shoes, those sandals, those boots, we'll call them, of the Roman soldier. And he says, yes, that's what the child of God needs in this spiritual warfare. He needs some shoes that he'll have some balance in, some foundation in, but something that as he goes out, he's not going to have to worry about cutting his feet on the rocks or burning his feet on the hot sand. He's going to be able to be focused about the work that is at hand so that he will be successful in the things of God and in the spiritual things of this life, this spiritual warfare. It should be evident to every one of us, every believer, if we are paying any attention, it should be evident to us that many believers, they may have the belt of sincerity on. They may have the breastplate of security on. But I tell you, I believe very few of us actually have the boots of stability on. Many of us are just going back and forth. We're wobbling all over the place. I believe that most believers today, they just are not serious about spiritual things. We'll come in and we'll have our show armor on at a convenient service time or whatever it might be. We'll make our way in and we'll strut around and we'll show our show armor off, but it is not the armor of God, because the bottom line is we are bankrupt of the commitment and we are barefoot of the actual courage that it takes to fight this battle for God. This is a battle and it takes strength. It takes commitment in every way. So many believers today, they have no spiritual PTSD. They have no spiritual battle marks upon their body. They have no spiritual mud on their boots. Why? Because they have never left the safe confines of spiritual religious headquarters. You're not in the fight. You're not in the battle. The fact is, it would frighten us. It would frustrate us. And it would even make us furious to a degree if we only knew how many professing Christians were really serious about what we're trying to do. We don't have it all worked out. We're trying to do something for God. We're trying to serve God in some way. And it would frighten us if we only knew how many believers across this world, across our nation, and even in this church who just were not really serious about the things of God. They're not functioning in the fight. You got to have the boots on to function, don't you? Not only is the boots are the armor of foundation and the armor of function, but the boots are the armor of freedom. You see, no Roman soldier ever enlisted and went into the Roman army and the military and had every intention of losing. No, they didn't want to lose. Not only did they not want to lose, but the Roman army taught them that losing was not an option. It was either you fight or you die trying. Do not miss the spiritual applications that Paul is making behind all of this. It's there. It's either you fight or you die trying. You see, if the soldier did not accomplish and succeed his goal on the battlefield, he was going to be killed. Or he'd be kicked out of the military. Or at best case scenario, he would be demoted, reassigned to some type of a grunt job. So be it financially or just be his integrity as a whole, his standing in the community, they realize that their freedom depended entirely upon their success on the battlefield. And these sandals, these feet, they were all a part of it. Look again at verse number 15. And the Bible says here, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel." Now follow me, because we are learning here that the belt was for placement and for procreation, we learn. The breastplate, it was actually for protection, we learned that. But it's interesting because we are learning here that the boots, they're for peace. Isn't that what the Bible says? What an incredible lesson this is that the Bible is teaching us. And I want you to get it. The belt, it was for peace. You see, all of us are going to fight some battles in this life. We're going to do it. But only some of us are going to know the peace of God in the middle of the battles of life that we are fighting. And there are those of us here today that we're in the middle of the battle, the fight of our lives right now, and we know nothing of God's peace in the middle of it. But then there are some here today that know the peace of God as their very world is falling apart. You see, the Christian who can sense the very peace of God in their life, in the middle of the stresses of life, in the middle of the storms of life, as their world is totally crumbling in all around them, life is changing right before their eyes, but yet they're able to face it with grace, with dignity, and with confidence. The peace of God, it is those people who have made the gospel the center of their life. Not only because they know that no matter what happens, heaven is on the other side and it's going to be all right. But because they know that sharing this gospel peace message is going to be one that's going to make a difference in somebody else's life. And so they dedicate their whole world. They dedicate everything over to it. Amen. The ones that fall apart in the middle of the storms and the earth-shattering things of our world are those who have not anchored themselves firmly in the rock of our Lord Jesus Christ. The foundational function of every believer, listen to me, church, it is the gospel. If the center of your world is not the gospel, you are not balanced. You are not fully armed with the armor of God. Our job is to share the gospel with all people, in all places, at all times, and those in all circumstances. Now listen, be it because of our timid personality, be it because maybe our tired bodies, our just exhausted minds, I realize clearly that sometimes we just don't feel like sharing the gospel. I face that, don't you? We may even think it's not the time to share the gospel. We may even think, ooh, I'm going to have to step out of my comfort zone to share the gospel. But you need to understand this, that whenever that happens, whenever that thought comes into your mind, you need to understand that that is more the devil's lie to you than anything else, because it's hard to find a bad time to share the freedom that you can find through an eternal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this matter that we hear so much of not having enough knowledge to share the gospel is not a good argument. This matter of me being too shy or a not outgoing enough person to share Christ with somebody, it is not a good argument. I tell you, one that's prevalent in our busy lives today is I have too much going on. I'm in too much of a hurry to share the gospel. No, did you read the verse? Read the verse again with me. It said, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Listen, part of our preparation process is filling in all the holes of our lack of knowledge. You're doing that today so you can share the gospel tomorrow. Part of that is coming out of our shell of timidness so we can share the gospel. That's part of the preparation. Part of the preparation is slowing down our busy schedule for what really matters. And that is the purpose of getting people to heaven one day and seeing every other life encounter as an evangelistic opportunity to keep people out of an eternal burning hell. That is your job. That is my job. It is the gospel. We are not to show up at a gospel service like this, at a Great Commission Day, on any other outreach opportunity. We are not to show up at any of those with the boots of, I don't want to be here on. The boots of skepticism on. What's your real motivation? The boots of criticism on. I don't like the way you're doing that. It is not our job to show up with those boots on. It is our job to lace up our combat boots, put them on the ground, and see the cross in the distance and say, I'm going to go win people to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to do everything I can to keep people from having to be destroyed in a burning hell. He said, put on the whole armor of God. And he is telling us that part of that is making the gospel the center focus of everything that goes on in this life. Everything that goes on in this church. God will work out the rest if you just focus on winning people to Jesus. Boots are the armor of foundation. Boots are the armor of function, functioning in the fight. Boots are the armor of freedom, getting people to the freedom of the cross. But finally, just let me quickly share with you that boots are the armor of footprints. This is where it just ties into what we've got here today. Boots are the armor of footprints. You see, whether it be sandals, whether it be shoes, whether it be boots, or any other form of footwear, we know that they've changed in design, they've changed in durability all through the years, haven't they? As a matter of fact, the shoes of ancient Rome would bear little resemblance to our shoes today if we put them side by side. But listen to me, there is one thing that they're all the same in. And that has never changed. And that is, they all leave footprints. They leave footprints as we go. Every day that we wake up in this life, if God gives us life, we need to be reminded that we are putting on our boots. We're putting on our shoes for the things of God, the spiritual things. And our whole purpose is to leave some footprints. To have a foundation and a function in that foundation of the freedom of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and realizing that our job is to leave some footprints. Be it our spouse, be it our children, be it our grandchildren, or be it anybody else whatsoever that ever just comes along in our life, whomever it might be. You think about them right now. The footprints that there are, the footprints that there are. I wonder today where your footprints are going to lead them. Is it going to lead them down a path of sin, of heartbreak, of regret, of hurt? Just an empty life in general? Is that where your footprints that you've currently left, is that where it's going to lead people? Or are the footprints that you've left to this point in life, is it going to lead them to the foundational truth of the freedom of Jesus Christ? Where is it going to lead them? Think back at your life. What have you done to leave footprints that were going to take people to the Lord Jesus and the things that matter? You ever considered the fact that our footprints, they say a lot about us? They say a lot about what kind of shoes that we've been wearing. They say a lot about how deeply we've dug our shoes into the truth and of the things that really matter. They say how committed we were to the course that we originally set out to walk. That's what footprints actually say. What's your footprints say? As people, your children and your grandchildren, as they are looking at your footprints right now, are they zigzagging all over the place? Are they veering off this direction or that direction? Are they just turning around altogether and going a different way than what you originally set out to do? What is your footprints really telling somebody? I think about this baby dedication today. All six of you families and eight of these precious children that are here. I think about this. You need to understand, these kids are watching you. You need to understand, they're going to follow your footsteps. They're going to follow your footprints. And we had better be very, very, very careful about where we are leading them in this life. Oftentimes, you see, oftentimes as we go through this life, our footprints, they are not fully seen, listen, until we take our life's final step. And after we take life's final step, that's when so many times everybody can see where our footprints really went, how deep they were dug into the truth. They can see if we were committed to the way that we had always intended and planned to go for God. It's when we're gone that that's seen. And then it's too late to change it. It's too late to get your footprints back on course for the Lord. Mick, you can come onto the piano whenever you want to. Bear with me for just a minute. Back when Anita, my sister, we were still living at home, there was a popular Christian music artist by the name of Steve Green, very popular back in that day. And he sang a song that impacted and helped a lot of people. My sister liked him, and she bought the CD. We played it in our house all the time. The name of the song was Find Us Faithful. We played it all the time in the house. Anita, she moved on and went out, but she left the CD with me. I kept it, and I kept playing it in the house. Mom would hear it, of course, and Mom knew it. A few years later, I got married. But that song was instilled within our minds. And one day I came over to the house. Dad was not home at the time. And I came over to the house, and there was Mom. She had been diagnosed with cancer. And as her condition continued to deteriorate, she really spent a lot of time on that blue and white checked couch. Remember that? And one day I walked in, and there she was in her spot on that couch. And I noticed that I recognized the tune that she was humming and the words, and I started singing them in my mind. Would you believe that it was the words of this song? It said simply, "We're pilgrims on the journey of a narrow road. Those who have gone before us, they line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary. Their lives are a stirring testament," listen, "of God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run this race, not only for the prize, but of those who have gone before us. May we leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all that we've left behind, may the dreams that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road that we all must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. And the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us just find us faithful." That's the goal of everything. Just to find us faithful. Those were some of the final words that she was singing in the days and weeks leading up to her going on to heaven. As I trace the footprints of my life, and I trace the footprints of my mother's life, who is now with the Lord, and those that my father is still leaving, and more to leave, you know what I'm finding? I'm finding that they're taking me all to the right places. I'm finding that they're not taking me the wrong direction, but they're taking me to God. They're taking me to the things of God. As a matter of fact, the footprints that I am following today, they are still the same footprints that are impacting my life now. Those that they left decades and decades ago. Everything I do now in this life is because Mom and Dad passed it down to me. I want to put my boots on the ground. I want to lace them up. Because I want my children and I want my grandchildren and everybody else who ever knew me. I want them to be able to see that my footprints are leading them down the right path. I woke up this morning and thank God for that. They had music playing in the house. Much of you, Caleb, whatever it was you sang this morning was played in the house. I got up and I went out of my bedroom and I walked into the living room and there was Mia on the couch eating her breakfast and had that phone in front of her singing Much of You. I took my vitamins. I walked back down the hall and McKenna's door was cracked open, a draft or something. You know what I saw? I saw my 19-year-old girl on her knees before God. Amen. Praying. Amen. I don't know where their lives are going to take them. But I couldn't help but think about the footprints that laid the way for me. Amen. And I want to lay the same for mine. And I want them to stay on their knees. I want them to keep just indoctrinating their mind with the things of God. Amen. Just be all right. One day my life will be over. This thing will be finished. And this world that comes behind me, my children, my grandchildren, maybe some of you or whomever else, I want them to look and I want them to see the footprints of the combat boots of John Alverson. And I want them to say that John Alverson walked these trails. As a rule, I think if we follow these boots, we go be all right. That's my desire. Moms, dads, are you thinking about the footprints that you're leaving? Are you teaching your kids about a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with the things of God? You're not teaching them faithfulness. You're teaching them this, that, or everything else is more important than the Lord's day and serving God with all your heart. Those footprints aren't going to take them anywhere good. It's not going to work. Be one that is committed to having a strong foundation. You're going to be functioning in the fight because you're fighting for the freedom, the things of God, the things that really matter. And one day, those youngsters, one day Samuel, one day Simon, one day Lila, one day Max and all the others, one day they're going to come behind us and say, there's some footprints I got some confidence in. They've never sent me down the wrong path. Let's stand to our feet. Maybe today, you just need to find your place down here. You need to say, dear God, I want to leave the right footprints. I want my kids. I want my grandkids. I want those in my Sunday school class. I want those that I work with in the youth, in my children's ministry. I want them to see the footprints that are going to take them the right way for God.